testifying, Roevos and Shomad, so you even without the recorder, is being heard. This said, okay, so we left off on Daf Chesem at Aleph by the two dads, Tana Rabbanan Machar Ve'echad Ogashloshev B'nei Adam Ke'echad Ulam Nichnesu Tachas Habaylim, that Rashi points out Nichnesu Tachas Habaylim Nichnesu Hakuchos Kedin Hamocher. Namely, that aside from the Shibud Haguf, which is on the individual who enters into these transactions of being a mazik, of being a lova, of being a husband who has to pay out a ksuva, there is also a shibud nechasim on his property. There's also a lien on his property. And when someone purchases that property, the lokeach, the shibud nechasim remains. The shibud haguf stays by the individual who did the act, but the shibud nechasim, the lien on the property, remains. Tosus over here points out that shibud nechasim achor is limited. V'im tamar, v'hanazikin milva alpenyanu, milva alper logavi mi meshabde. The Tosus is relating to the last sugi in Baba Basra, where we have a Mishnah that I photostated for you, that hamalva eschavero bishtar gove min nechasim mishubadim, i.e. the edim, what we call a milva ba'alper, Goven minachasim v'nechorin, only those nechasim that are still in the hands of the lova. It doesn't extend to the nechasim that someone purchased from the lova. And the Gemara over there explains this in two manners: machlokes ula and rabba. Amar ula dvar Torah echad milva bishtar v'echad milva balpe goven minachasim mishubatim. Mida oraisa, the concept of a lien on property is universal. Shibuda da oraisa. Ela matam amru milva alpe eno gove ela minachasim de necharim. Why did Chazal come and limit the shibud? Mishum pseida de lakuchos. The people who purchase property have no idea what's the previous history of the seller. And it could be that they're buying property that already has a mortgage on it, that has a lien on it. Ihachi milva bishtar nami, so that should apply even to the world of milva bishtar. Why limit it to the world of milva baalpeh? The Gemara answers, hasam inhu nihu afsidu anafshayu. In that situation, the purchasers brought it upon themselves. Namely, that in the world of milva bishtar, there is a kol. It's very easy to find out. There's a registration of such halvaas. And so there should have been due diligence that the person who purchased property should have checked out. Are there liens on this property? But a milva baal peh, that's something which is done b'tzina. People don't want people to know about it. And that it would be impossible for him to find out about. So Chazal made a takana, mishum seder de lukuchos. That's one approach. Rabba amar pum faker. Dvar Torah echad milva bishtar ve'echad milva baal peh. Eino gove el minachasim b'nei charim. My taima shibuda lav doraisa. In other words, that in a chinami on the property of the person who has a shibud haguf, on his property which is under his hands, there's also a lien, but it doesn't transfer when the property is sold to someone else. Whether we're dealing with a milva valpe or a milva bichsav, the shibuda lav doraisa, matam amru milva bishtar gove minachasim mishubadim. Why did Chazal create a shibud? Chazal created a shibud yesh me'ayin when we're dealing with the milva bishtar. So Gemara explains, according to Rabba, shalotin odelas bifnei lovin, that if we don't want people to think twice about lending money, that the property that they had viewed as guaranteeing their loan is going to be sold to someone else, and they're not going to have a lien on it. Ihachi milva alper nami hasam lesle kala. In other words, that the only issue that the malvim are concerned about is that property was obviously in the hands of the property that they could gain their was shut the other way around. In other words, that only on a milva bishtar. Do we assume that we have an issue of losin odelas bifnei lovim? That's the only place that Chazal made their takana. And so over here, Tosfos points out that when we're dealing with a milve bichsav, When we're dealing with a ksuva, those are gova mimishubadim. But nezikin is the equivalent of a milva bal peh. How is that gova mimishubadim? Tosis answers, an ukimta, kishamad bedin. That we have a principle in Chazal that after amida ledin, after we have a maisa bezdin, kemilva bishtar dami, kedomar bahagozel basro, bekama duchtin. Inami, you don't have to come on to an ukimta. Every case of nezikin is the equivalent of a milva bishtar, because milva ksuva batara keksuva bishtar damya v'chayav. So Tosfos over here gives two explanations as to how we can fit nezikin into the world of shibud nechasim. The Rashba al Atar was bothered by the same question that Tosfos was bothered by, and he gives Tosfos's two answers. Yesh lomar kagon da'amdu b'din kodem shemachar. And then he continues, Inami, Milve Haksuva Torah Kemilve Bishtar Dame. But then the Rashba adds a third Hezber, Inami Yeshli Omar, the Nezikin Kova Islahu Tfemi Milve Valpe, Vegoven Afilumi Mishubadim, Lamanda Omar Shibuda da Araisa, Vaanan Kaimalan Hachi. Namely, that Tosis's two answers fit in very, very nicely to the man d'amar of Shibuda Lav D'Oraisa. Shibuda Lav D'Oraisa, Chazal made a unique takana in terms of shtar. So the Rashba points, so the Tosfos points out that every case of Nezikin is the equivalent of a shtar. It's the equivalent of a shtar because that's the ukimta of Amad Bedin. It's the equivalent of a shtar because the Milva Ksuva Batora has the status of a shtar. The Rashba says, well, we also have a man d'amar Shibuda D'Oraisa. We have Ula. And he holds that any situation where we have a kol, where we have something that could be checked out, any situation where we have a kol, we're going to apply the world of Shibuda D'Oraisa. A milve bishtar has a kol, and similarly, Nezikin has a kol. And the Rashi brings a raya from a Gemara later on, in Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Shor sheshav emana, shenagach shor sheshav emasayim, hainami kala islahu, keva de nagach, that shor is known as the shor nogeach, and so the concept of kol applies. And it's according to the man do'amar, shibuda lavda oraisa, we need dafka ashtar. So you can have the ukimta of ashtar, you can have the equivalency of ashtar. According to the man do'amar, shibuda d'oraisa, you don't need ashtar. Shibuda d'oraisa, shibuda is universal. It just doesn't apply to situations where there's no kol. It doesn't apply to a milva bal peh. But any situation where there is a kol, the shibuda d'oraisa applies. Nezikin is a situation where there is a kol. There's also, later on the Yud... Yudalad Amad Beis, there's a Tosfos Divrei Maskil Shma Mina, Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing as the Rashba, that Mazik Isrei Kala, and therefore, according to the Man D'amar, Shibuda D'oraisa, there is, that, you know, it'll apply to the world of Hezek. Okay, so do we have a chance to look at it over there, and Daf Yudalad Amad Beis, Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos Shma Mina. But within our sugya, we not only have the two answers of Tosfos and the answer of the Rashba, we also have the Nemuke Yosef on Daf Beis Amud Beis quoting another answer in the name of the Ramah. And in the name of the Ramah, that's the first answer that's given over there. Again, Kula Nichnesu. The question was, Hanazikin Milve Alpehu, Logavya Mimishabde, V'yeshlomar, the Mishkachasva because of Lamazik Shtara Beniske. That the, in other words, he gives a very easy ukimta, that the Mazik wrote a shtar that he now owes money to the Nizak. And in that case where the Mazik wrote the shtar, that's where we're going to have the Shibud Nechasim applied to the world of Mazik. And so the question is, if this is such an obvious ukimta, like Tosfos had to come on to an ukimta of Amad Bedin, why come on to an ukimta of Amad Bedin? Simply come on to an ukimta where the Mazik wrote a shtar that he owes the Nizak money. B'didi have a uvda that I was moving, going into a parking space, and you know, where it's accidentally bumped into the car that was parked there. So I, you know, took out a petek and I wrote, you know, I, David Miller, you know, this is my phone number. I'm, you know, where it's, I did it, you know, where it's, please contact me. So, you know, similarly, you could just write a shtar that I was mazik and I owe you the money. And so why have to come to Amad Bedin? So over here, l'chora, we come to the world of Reb Chaim. And that's where I sent you to, I think, well, where else are we going to get to this in Baba Kama? So, yes?
Just to clarify, according to Rabba, if it's Nizik, can one be considered a Shibud Daraisa?
According to Rabba, there's no such thing as Shibud Daraisa. According to Rabba, Shibud Alav Daraisa, the concept that when property is sold, that there's a lien on it, that's a takana. It's a takana of lotino delas bifnei lavin, and it was only made by milva bishtar. That's what the Gemara Baba Basra points out. And so, in order to fit nezikin into that, we have to put nezikin into a straitjacket of milva bishtar. So Tosas gave an ukimta, amad bedin is the equivalent of shtar, or maybe milva ksuva betora has the status of shtar. Those are the two answers that Tosas gives. The Rashba points out, well, those two answers fit into Rabba. But according to Ula, we have a much easier answer. According to Ula, he holds Shibuda Daraisa. Just Milva Ba'al Peh is pulled out of the situation by Rabbanan because of Ein Lo Kol. So we have Seder de Lekuchos. But anything that has a kol, Shibuda Daraisa. So the Rashba says, so the Nezikin have a kol. That people know that a shor is a shor mazik, etc. And therefore, since Nezikin have a kol, it comes under the world of Shibud according to Ula. The Yad Ramah is quoted by the Muke Yosef as saying, if you're already going to give ukimta, let's give a simple ukimta. The Mazik wrote the Nizik Ishtar, I owe you money. In other words, in that case, we have a shtar, and in that case, we're going to have a shibud. Again, you could say we don't like ukimta, but once Tosas gives an ukimta of Amad Bedin, why not give an ukimta of Kasav Shtar? So here, I sent you to the Reb Chaim, that we have a Rambam, which is very, very mechudash. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus says, Din Torah, Ein Mekablin Eidus, Lo Bedin Emamenos, Lo Bedin Nefashos, Ela Mipi HaEidim. Sheneemar, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Mipiem Velo Mipi Ksav Yadon. That testimony has to be given orally. Testimony has to lend itself to Drisha V'Chakira. You can't have the Eidim send a disposition to Beis Din and to write out their testimony. That the Torah doesn't hold of. It says, Al Pishnayim Eidim. Aval, Midivrei Sofrim, Midrabanon, Choskim, Dine Mamanos, Be'edus Shevishtar, Aval Pishain Ha'edim Kayamim, Kadei Shalotin Odelas, Bifnei Lovim. That, in other words, the problem is in the world of commerce, to have all transactions done in front of two Eidim, and those Eidim will be available to testify. And what if the Eidim die? What if they go to Medina Sayam? You know, we're not going to be able to prove anything. So, midrabanan, they made a takana of lotino delos bifnei lovim to allow for commerce that we will accept a shtar midrabanan in dine mamonos. The Rambam paskins. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos asks on this Rambam, how can you say that the whole concept of shtar is midrabanan? The Torah talks about get. A get is a shtar. A woman brings a get to Beis Din. We don't say that midaraisa, she's not megureshet, only midrabanan, midivrei sofrim, she's megureshet. We have a din of shtar kedushin, midaraisa. We have a din of shikur avadin, midaraisa. We have shtaros daraisa. How can the Rambam say that the whole concept of shtaros is only midrabanan? It's a takana, midivrei sofrim. That's the question that the Ramban asks. Reb Chaim felt that the question doesn't get off the ground, because there's a difference between edus and shtaros. That there is such a thing as written testimony, which is only good drabana. And there's such a thing as a shtar, which is mida oraisa. That the Reb Chaim makes the classic distinction between a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. If we're dealing with a shtar that creates a transaction, that creates a new chalos, a get creates a grusha, a shtar kedushin creates an eishes ish, a shtar matana can create a matana, a shtar shichur can create a free person. When we're dealing with a shtar kinyan, certainly that's daraisa. That's the world of get and shtar kedushin, and that applies even to dine mamonos. That if you create something, if I were to give Eli a shtar, this shtar says I'm giving Eli a matana of my Rambam. So now my Rambam belongs to Eli because he has my shtar. I was makne my Rambam to him via shtar. I can be makne shtar, can be makne karka, shtar can be makne metaltlim. A shtar has, is very, very powerful. I can create a kinyan. That kinyan can also serve as a raya. Dvar edem achasum el hashtar, naase kemisha nechkere edusam lebezin, and that's a raya mida oraisa. That's not a, that's the naprama bipim v'lo bipik savam. But if I have already a pre-existing transaction, I lend someone money, and now I'm going to write a shtar as a proof, as a hochacha, as testimony that there was a previous loan. That's what we call a shtar raya. A shtar raya, that's drabana. Namely, that mida raisa, a shtar raya, is mipiyam v'lo mipik sava. The shtar raya is only midrabanan because of lotin odelas bifnei lavim. Okay, that's where Reb Chaim points out. Beseder, that there's a difference in a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. So now let's go back a moment to Rabba. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara and Baba Basra. Rabba holds shibuda lav mida oraisa, but Rabbanan made a takana mishum lotin odelas bifnei lavim that we have a concept of shibud by shtar. So let's ask ourselves, what was the mechanics of Rabbanan? How did they make, what's this takana that they created a lien? They created a lien on property. So if we were to be dealing with a shtar kinyan, that, in other words, that I gave Eli a shtar, that I owe him $1,000. So he can come to me and collect the $1,000 based on this shtar, created it. And if I don't want to give it to him, he'll take this shtar. He has a lien on my property, right? Because I wrote it, b'dasa mischayev. If I sell my property to someone else, so the shtar kinyan says, well, we're extending the dasa mischayev, which is within the shtar, to the property itself. And so the lien is going to move over, again, midrabanan, to the property, because we have on what to base it, that the shtar had within it a das hamiskayet, the shtar had within it the fact that I took upon myself a responsibility, and so they're going to expand that responsibility to my property. If we're dealing with a shtar raya, the shtar raya was not written, the das hamiskayet, in other words, the loan pre-existed. But again, Rabbanan are going to take my pre-existing das hamiskayet, that I borrowed money, and expand that to my property. Namely, what Rabbanan can do is take a das hamischayev that created a shibud haguf and now expand it to create a shibud nechasim. However, the question is, what if I don't have a shtar kinyan and I don't have a classic shtar raya, but I have a shtar raya on nezek? I'm a mazik. My shore went ahead and tore a hole in his laundry, and I give him a shtar that I owe him a certain amount of money. Now, again, why I owe him that money? I owe him that money because the Torah says that I owe him that money. Can Chazal create a shibud nechasim when there's no das hamischayev? Namely, a classic shtar kinyan, there's a das hamischayev within the shtar that can be expanded from a shibud haguf to a shibud nechasim. In a shtar raya, in a chinami, there's no das hamischayev in the shtar, but there was a loan. I got married. I have a ksuva. That's a raya to my marriage. So we have a das hamischayev that can be expanded to a shibud nechasim. Can I take something where there was no das hamischayev, like nezikin, and create a lien? Can I create a shibud nechasim on a shtar raya of nezikin? That's the machlokas between the Rama and Tosfos. The Rama felt, yeah, that Rabbanan can do. Rabbanan made this takana by shtaros. They didn't distinguish between shtar A and shtar B and shtar C. Tosfos could say, well, they, the Rabbanim made this on a, in other words, where you have a basic, you have a basic das and a schayev, you have something to work off of, that the person took upon himself an obligation, so now we're going to expand this to his nechassim. Who says that's going to apply to a shtar, which is written on that which is a milvaksuva b'Torah, and that which the Torah forces this person to do, rather than the person taking it upon himself. Namely, to say that milvaksuva b'Torah, there's a shibud nechassim, there's such a mandamar in Kedusha and Daf Yud Gimel. But we don't want to use that mandamar. We want to set up a new kimta, where we're going to have a shtar that will relate to Nezikin. So Tosa says, well, the kimta would be Amad Bedin. Amad Bedin, that's a Maisa Bezdin. A Maisa Bezdin has the status of Shibud Nechasin. The Ramah wants to say, no, the Masa can simply write a shtar to the Nizak. It's not a Dover Pashut, because the moment that Reb Chaim pointed out that there are different types of shtaros, there's a shtar Kinyan, where we have a Das and a Skayev in the shtar. There's a shtar raya that will represent a da'as ha-mischayev that preceded the shtar. What if we have a shtar that doesn't represent any da'as ha-mischayev? Can that be expanded to a shibud nechasim? Yitachen, that's why Tosfos didn't give that ukimta, because maybe he holds that there's no shibud nechasim. Yes?
Can we say, though, before that the reason for the takana was to not close the door to the lova? So then if very sure breaks a hole in someone's shirt. So what does that have to do with the
Well, that's a very good question. You can ask on the Gemara itself. Namely, that the Gemara says that because of Lotino Delas Bifnei Lavim, Chazal made a Shibud Nachasim on all shtaros. But the question is, how do we define all shtaros? Classically, all shtaros are all shtare Kinyan and all shtare Raya. But here we have a unique situation where we have a shtar raya, where there's no das hamischayev at any point, a shtar raya on a milva ksuva b'Torah. Whether that's included in this takana, the Ramah says, why not? It's a shtar, as you point out, lo plug. We're making a lo plug, but it could be that this goes beyond the mechanics of Chazal. Chazal are not magicians; they don't create things usually yesh me'ayin. They create yesh me'yesh. They take something that exists and they expand it. So you could take a das hamischayev that creates a shibud haguf and expand it to a shibud nechasim. You could take a das hamischayev, even if it's not in the shtar, and expand it to a shibud nechasim. But if there's no das hamischayev at all, the mazik isn't paying because out of his good heart he feels he owes the money. He's paying because we have a gzeras hakasuv that nezikin can pay. And so when you're paying out of a gzeras hakasuv, and now you have a shtar on that zeres hakasuv, is this still included in that broad definition of shtar? Maybe yes, maybe no. That's just pointing out. It could be that's why Tosfos didn't offer that ukimta. Yes?
So like the crux of machlokes between the Yad Ramah and Tosfos is that according to the Yad Ramah, Chazal can create a das, like they can create a das mischayev from the shtar. Is where Tosfos says you have to have some other answer.
You have to have some basis. You have to have basis for a das mischayev. Well, according to the Yad Ramah, no. In other words, once Chazal are saying that shtaros have a din of shibud nechasim, we're not going to operate and investigate the nature of the shtar. We're going to say it's across the board, totally across the board. It's a takana. Bemet, as you point out, it's really to some degree yesh me'ayin.
And that basis, according to Tosfos, is either Torah or
Right. Tosfos offers other terutzim. Right. Okay. Let's look now in the kitab. Yeah.
Das HaMischayev is on
the
part of the person who owes money?
The Das HaMischayev is that which creates the obligation. In other words, so when a person writes a get or kedushin or shtar kinyan of mamanos, the Das HaMischayev is in the shtar itself. When there's a shtar raya, it's a raya to a previous Das HaMischayev of a halva'a, of a mecher, or a matana, etc. But in Nezikin, this is exactly that situation where I'm not chayev because I did something, I took it upon myself to be chayev. The Torah says that if the following action occurred, or the following negligence occurred, I'm chayev. So who says that in such a situation where there's no basis of das and chayev, Chazal can then create a shibud nechasim?
So why does Ahamad didn't create that das and chayev?
The Hamada Bedin is a different track. The Hamada Bedin is a track called Ma'aseh Bezdin, and every Ma'aseh Bezdin is as though it's written down. It's automatically as though it's written down. So the moment that we have a Takana of Chazal on that, on Milva Bishtar, it's, you know, this is a Milva Bishtar, this is the equivalent. But the question is whether there is meaning to a Shtar Raya on a Ma'aseh Nezek, whether it's something that has halachic validity. It's very interesting. And the only one who brought it up was the Yad Ramah. It's not mentioned earlier, either in Tosus or the Rashba, even though they have all the other answers. Okay, the Gemara then continues on Daf Chesem at Aleph. V'zeh achar zeh, that if we have the person who brought about a situation of Nezek, and of Chov, and of Ksuva, and he sells his property to three different people, one after the other, then Kulan, the Nizak, and the Baal Chov, and the Isha, govin min ha'acharon. We go according to the chronological order of the sales. We start with the last sale. Ein lo gov milifanav. Ein lo gov milifnei fanav. In other words, irrelevant as to whether we're dealing with Edis, Beninis, or Ziburis, even if the last one sold was Ziburis, and the Mazik is coming to be Gova, he's going to get Ziburis. Rashi explains what's the principle over here. The principle is, hinachti l'chamakom ligvos mimena. Namely, that there's no shibud nechasim as long as there is still nechasim b'nei chorin, as long as there is still property in the hands of the person who has the shibud haguf, as long as he still has nechasim b'nei chorin, still has property, there's not going to be a shibud nechasim. And so, the first person who bought still left two fields. The second person who bought still left a field. Only the third person didn't leave anything, so the shibud is going to begin with him. Okay, we have, in other words, a new din in Seder HaGvia. We have another factor to take into account, the chronological sale of the land. Tosfos points out, Dibur HaMaschil, Omer Riva, the im bo kulam bevas achas, that if we're going to have the Nizak and the Baal Chov and the woman who had been divorced, all come together, then we have another din in Seder HaGvia, called HaKodei Bishtar, Govim min HaAcharon Tchila. Not only do we go to the last buyer first, but the first one who's in line to get is the one whose Shtar has the earlier date. And so you can come out with a situation which is totally antithetical to the Seder that we have in our Sugya. The Seder in our Sugya is the Mazik gets Edis, and the Baal Chov gets Benonis, and the Isha gets Ziburis. But if we have this situation where the lands were sold, first Edis, and then Benonis, and then Ziburis, and now they are going to, and now they're all coming at once, the Mazik, the Nizak, and the Baal Chov, and the Isha, and the Shtar of the Nizak comes first, and then comes the Shtar of the Baal Chov, and then the Shtar of the Isha. So the Nizak is going to get Ziburis, and the Baal Chov is going to get Beronis, and the Isha is going to get Edis. Namely, everything is going to be upside down. V'im nizikin kad mugovet bin ha'achron afilu hu Ziburis. V'im ba Baal Chov achrav yigba dame min ha'achron. If he can also get Edis, im yeshlo, v'im ein lo gove milafanav afilu min ha'edis. V'isha milafan lefneifanav afilu mi'edis t'edis. Namely, we have two worlds of Seder HaGvia. We have the normal world, when you have a person simply who has property, and he brought about himself all of these obligations. So the Mazik, in other words, the Nizak is always going to get Edis, and the Baal Chov is always going to get Benonis, and the Isha is always going to get Ziburis. But the moment he sells it, we have to take into account two factors. A, what was the order of the sale? And B, what was the order of the obligations? And we put these two together, we're going to come out with whatever comes out. It could be just a totally different mix, a totally different variation than what we had expected. Okay, that's point number two. Point number three, the Gemara goes back to the world of Macharan Le'echad.
Does that
new understanding, is that a din derabanan?
No, yeah, it's a din derabanan, but all of these, the only din we have over here, the oraisa, the intayim, is that the mazik gets edus. There we have a din of metav. Everything else is midrabanan.
Even if you hold
midrabanan, but midrabanan, he's supposed to get ben on this, right? In other words, so we're saying that over here we have one set of, now what you're asking is an excellent question in terms of edus. In other words, can we trump a d'oraisa with all these drabanas? That we're going to see is really a machokas rishonim, and that's where the Baal HaMor comes in. Can we simply say, just a minute, all of these dinim of Seder HaGvia clearly has to be rules and regulations of how we're going to deal with different people who are owed money and different fields from which we have to pay the money out. But those rules, Ochara, shouldn't go against Doraisos. That we're going to see later on. Okay, so when we're dealing with all the fields being sold to one person, that over there we said that nichnasu tachas habalim, that everyone gets according to their din. Hechi dami, what's the case? Ilema bevas achas, if he bought all three fields together, hashta l'shlosha dikla meimar chad minayim kodim, amris kula nichnasu tachas baalim, macharon le'echad miboy, that when we sell to three people, even though they bought it three different times during the course of the day, we view it all as simultaneous, and we give everyone according to their din. So if one person buys them all mamish simultaneously, clearly we give everyone according to his din. We give the nizak edus and the balchov benunis and the isha ziburis. Ela pshita, in order for us to have a chiddush, even in a situation of macharon le'echad, we're dealing with bezeh achar zeh, that this person bought them in increments. On Sunday, he bought field A, and on Tuesday, he bought field B. And on Friday he bought field C. Umaishna shlosha de kolchad v'chad amar hinachti l'cha makom ligvos himenu. Hainami a kolchad v'chad lemar hinachti l'cha makom ligvos himenu. My nafkamina, that we have one person. We have over here three sales. And when we have three sales, you saw there's a Seder HaGvia, that the first, that the lien goes on the last field that was sold, because that was the last one that was left by the person who had the shibud haguf. Hachamayaskinan kigon shelakach edus ba'achrona. V'chein amar Rav Sheshes kigon shelakach edus ba'achrona. In other words, that we're dealing with a situation where the last field that was purchased was edus. So what's the problem? Ihachi leisi kugu ligvu mi'edus. So the rule should apply. We have over here three sales. Nachon, they were one person, but there are three sales. The last one was edus, so we should apply the Seder HaGvia, that whoever comes first will get from edus, and if there's left over, etc., etc. In other words, why over here do we say that kula nichnasu tachas habalim, that we pay everyone kedino in this situation? Ihachi leisu kula v'ligmu mi edus. So here, the Gemara goes through two stages. Stage one is an intermediary stage, which has a problem to it. And then stage two is what the Gemara ends up with. Okay? So stage one is that Mishum da'amar lehu ishtiktu v'shakiltu kedinaichu shaklisu. He tells them that if you want to take according to your din, I'm fine with that. And if not, I'm going to return the field that had the shtar that was on the sale of Ziburis to the original owner. That's going to turn into Bnei Charin. And the moment that there is Bnei Charin, the moment that there is land by the Balabayas, Shak Lisu Kuchu Miziburis. I'm warning you. Either you take what you're supposed to get, or you know, I'm going to return a field and you're all going to lose. Ihachi b'nezikin name neima hachi. But then, if this threat is so powerful, why does this threat should really be blackmailed against the mazik, against the nizak? That when the nizak comes to accept to get his property, al pi din, why don't we say also, he could threaten him, look, go down to Darga, go down to Beinonis, otherwise I'm going to force you to take Ziburis. And yet we say that the Nizok gets Edis, but don't we have the same threat? If the threat is enough to keep the Baal Chov and the Isha in place, why shouldn't it be enough also to knock the Nezikin down to Beinonis? Elohacha mayaskinan biyasme delav b'nei pira oninu. We must be dealing with a case where the threat doesn't apply. When does a threat not apply? When the Balabayas is dead. When the Balabayas was alive, we could return to him his field. That field would turn into B'nai Chori. And the moment the field turned into B'nai Chori, everyone would have to collect from that field. But we're dealing with the case where the Balabayas died. And his Yorshim are now in the picture. And if you're going to give them that field of Ziburis, there's not going to be any lien on that field of Ziburis. It's not going to go back to being B'nai Chori. In other words, Yasme do not have to pay from that which they receive after their father died. And therefore, we v'shibudu delay alei didei ramya. Hilko leka lememar hafi. That this threat is no longer going to be a valid threat. So if the threat's not going to be valid, we're back to our question. Why then does this person who bought the three fields one after another pay everyone kedino? Why don't we say that they should all take from the last field? So the answer is, Elamishim Damarlu, Tama Mai Amarabon and Ainli from Inikse Mishubanamakum Shiesh Bene Chorim. What's the reason everyone shake from the last field? Mishum Takanta Didi. It's a takana to help the lokeach, the person who bought the field, that as long as he left fields by the original person, there's no shibud on him. I can say that when Rabbana made a takana in my favor, I'm not interested in the takana. Kidarava damarava kola omer yeshi b'takanas chachamim gonze shomen lo like a gonze karavuna maravuna yechol leishu shetam lebayla eini nizonas v'eini osa. That when Rabbana made a takana, the person for whom they made it, that benefits from their takana, can say, I don't want the takana. I know Rabbana had my best interest in mind, but it doesn't fit into this case. It doesn't fit into this situation. So when you're dealing with a woman, the Rabbana made a takana that her husband should give her a livelihood and she should give her earnings to her husband. Normally that's very good because normally her earnings are less than her livelihood. But when we have a woman who is a CEO, she's earning a lot of money. So then to say that her earnings go to her husband and he just gives her livelihood, that goes against her best interests. So she can say, let my husband keep his money and I'll keep my money. That my earnings will be mine. Who I didn't over here? Chazal made a takana that normally when you have people who buy fields one after another, as long as they left the field by the original person, they're safe. In other words, that no one can come to their field as long as there is B'nai Chori. But over here, when the one person bought all three fields, he wants to give everyone kedino. He wants to give the mazik only from the Edis and the Baal Chov from the Beinonis and the Isha from the Ziburis. He doesn't want to give all of them from the Edis that he bought last. So he says, this takana is not in my benefit. In other words, in my benefit, it's to view it that I have all these three fields. There's a Shibud Nechasam on all of them. And I'll decide to give everyone kedino. Okay, a very nice sugya. Very smooth. Our problem is not with the sugya, our problem is with the rif. So if we move to the back of the Gemara, we see that since we all know that parentheses mean that we leave things out, so the rif left out that whole middle section of the Gemara. In other words, when you're reading the rif, four lines from the bottom on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Hi, Machron le'echad hechiba. Me'ilim uvas achas. Hashda l'shlosha b'nei adam ke'echad. Diklam emar chai b'nei enkod. Ramar iskul v'nipnu tachas b'ayilim. Machron le'echad uvas achas mi'boi. Now we skip the whole parentheses. V'asikna, the bottom line of the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in the Rif, which is Daf Ches Amud Beis. In our Gemara, Macharan le'echad afilu b'zachar zeh. Ilo kach ziburis b'achrona, matzi le'meimar le'kochad v'chad minayu, inachtin chad makam le'gvos v'menu, d'lo amrinan b'chihay milsa, kula nichtin z'utachas abayle. In other words, that if this person had bought last the ziburis, he can force them all to take the ziburis, because we have this takana, we have this seder hagviya, we always take from the last person, inachti l'chal makam. Ella, when do we say everyone gets according to their din? Hacha mayaskin gon shalokach idus b'achrona. V'haynu taima d'lo asi kulu gavu me'idus, mishum damar l'lokeach, tama mayama rabban inachti l'chal makam l'gvos v'menu, mishum takana ta didi. The reason that everyone should be going from the last field was to help me, to benefit the Lukuchos. I'm not interested in everyone being going from Edis. And therefore, I'm going to give everyone Kedino. What happened to the threat? What happened to that middle part of the Gemara? The Rif simply left it out. But the problem is that that middle part of the Gemara, that threat was a very, very powerful threat. That threat, as long as the Balabais is still alive, can pull the Mazik down to Beinonis. It's a powerful threat to say, I'm going to return the field of Ziburis. Why did the Rif leave out a threat that has halachic validity? This is what the Balamar was bothered by. It's very nice that he gave you the Maskana of the Gemara, but that middle section of the Gemara he left out. That it appears to us that what the Rish should have written is that when we're dealing with Yisomim, when the Balabas died, then we have the sugya of Yevshi B'Zeras Chachamim. Avo below Yasmei, but if the Balabais is still alive, nearly din acher. That in that situation where the Edis was sold last, Nezikinu Balcho B'Beinonis, B'Ksubas Isha B'Ziburis. That the threat would work to pull the mazik, the nizak, down to Beinonis. Mishum taima damar luhu, isha titku tashitku. If you're quiet, you're quiet. V'ilo mahadrinan shtar de ziburis lemare. And that threat, would pull the nizak down to Beinonis. Uken amrina b'gemari, hachim nazikin naminema, hachim nevzinu b'beinonis, kach nirem isugya d'shmaisisa. So why did the Rif leave this out if this has halachic consequences? So over here, the Baal HaMora says, Ela kevan shira'inu l'rav shepasak b'gemara b'gitin k'rava da-da-da-da-da. That we have to take into account another sugya and take into account the Rif that we have in Gitin. What sugya is he relating to? So if you look over here on the page that I photostated for you, I photostated the sugya. Amar Mazutra Barei Derav Nachman Mishmei Derav Nachman. What if we have the following scenario? Shtar Chov Hayotze Al Hayesomim Af Al Pi Shekasu Bo Shevach Enogove Ela Min HaZiburis. We have a rule that if you're collecting money from orphans, you can only collect from Ziburis. Orphans only have to pay me Ziburis. But what if we have a shtar that says in it black and white, this shtar was meant to be collected from Edis. Namely, you ask me, you know, Simon wants a loan from me. I tell Simon, look, I'm going to lend you the money, but I want Edis back. Even though you're a Baal Chov, and you should get Bein, in other words, even though I'm a Baal Chov, and I should get Bein on this, I want Edis. We have a rule called Tnai Shebamamam Kayim. So I write into the shtar that I want Edis. And now, the situation is, I'm no longer around. And my children and the shtar comes to, I'm sorry, whoever I lent the money to is no longer around, and the shtar is being brought on their children, and they say, well, where are you summoned? We only pay ziburis. I say, what do you mean you only pay ziburis? My shtar says edis. So in that situation, Rav Nachman says, eino gov elam na ziburis. We forget about the tanai. Amar Abaye teda. The Balchov dina bebenonis. It's obvious because normally the Balchov shrik benonis. Umiyasme mi ziburis. So just like we override the takana of Chazal that a Balchov shrik benonis, we're going to override the tanai that the shtar should be edis. So I'm only Rava. What are you talking about? Hachi hashta. Balchov dina mi daraisa biziburis ke'ula. Amarula dvar Torah ba'chol b'zivuris. Shenemar, we've seen this already, ba'chutz tamod ha'ish, ma darko shish chahotzi, pachos mibekele. Ma amru ba'chol, beinonis kadesh lotino delas bifnei lovin. Gabi yasme, ukmi rabbonan ado oraisa. How can you compare this star that has a condition in it to the world of Baal Chov? Baal Chov b'doraisa should get zibuz. He gets beinonis as a takana. We don't apply the takana to yisomim. Aval hacha kevon de dina doraisa beidis. It's naiba mama. We have it says black and white in the star. You should collect beidis. Afilu miyasme name leidis. Okay, so Rava disagrees with Rav Nachman. So Gemara asks the Rava, "V'atani Avram Chuzo ein Nifra minichli yisomim ela min haziburis afilu hein nizikin." That if you want to collect damages from yisomim, we collect from ziburis. Hanizikin dinan d'oraisa beidis. And according to Rava, when we're dealing with the din d'oraisa beidis, that trumps the din of yisomim. Hacha mayaskinan gon shahaya idis deniza kiziburis demasik. Rabbi Yishmael, So Rava says that that statement of Avram Chuzah was said according to Rabbi Yishmael. But we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so we have a machlokes. How do Nezikin collect from Yisomim? Do Nezikin collect from Yisomim from Edis? Because that's their din to Oraisa. That's Rava. Or do they collect from Ziburis? Because that's a din by Yisomim. That you can never take from Ziburis, from Yisomim, more than Ziburis. That's a din of Rav Nachman. So you look in the Rif over there in Gittin. Amar Marzutra Bered Rav Nachman Mishmed Rav Nachman. I'm reading what I photostated. Shtar Chov Hayose Yisomim Avol Bishakasa Bo Shevach. Even if we have a tnai of Edis, Eino Gove Elamin Aziburis. That's a sheet of Rav Nachman. For Rava Poligale, and Rava disagrees. A tnai or Nezikin, you have to go according to the Doraisa. Va'akshile, they ask on Rava Uparik, and he answers Hilchach Hilchasakavase. We paskin like Rava. We paskin that you can never pull a mazik down from getting Edis. No Seder Hagviya is going to pull a mazik down from getting Edis. He gets Edis midoraisa, metav. And therefore, now let's return to the Baal Hamor. Kevan Shirinu LaRavzal, since the Rif Paskin Big Maseches Gittin, Kerava Shishtar Shekasu Bo Shevach Shegovim Naisom Min HaEdis, if you have a black and white condition in Mamanos, to collect Edis, even from Yisomim, collect Edis. V'hasam ukme l'rava v'hadatani Avram Chuza ein nifram yichnisamim l'ziburis afu nezikin k'rav Yishmael. And the fact that we have a statement of Avram Chuza that you collect from nezikin from ziburis, that is only according to Rabbi Yishmael. L'rabbi Akiva, that we paskin like ha-nezikin la'olam dino be'idis afilu min ha-yisomim. Hu hadin l'nechasim mishubadim. So in our sugya, we have nechasim mishubadim. We paskin like Rava that the Baal, that the nizuk should always get from Edis. Kaimon Rabbi Akiva hilchach lesa tuv lahay taima damalei ishatitku shatitku. Namely, the whole threat in the Gemara, the whole eum in our Gemara. If you're quiet, be quiet. Otherwise, I'm going to return the land, and you're going to collect ziburis. That's not going to work. It's not going to work because the mazik is always going to create to collect from Edis. Olam hanazik and dinan ki Edis. V'hai dekatani hacha bezach hazeh kulam govim min ha'achron demash ma'afilu min ha'ziburis. Aye, so what do we do with the braisa that appears that they're all going to collect from the last one according, you know, or it's if the last one is ziburis? That's Rabbi Yishmael. That will work out according to Rabbi Shmuel, not according to Rabbi Akiva. It's Shavali but the Hilchasa. So what the Baal Hamor said is that the Rif was very, very smart. The reason the Rif left out the whole middle section of our Gemara is because it's Shalo Aliba the Hilchasa. That's all according to Rav Nachman. But we don't paskin like Rav Nachman. We paskin like Rava in Gittin, and therefore the whole thread falls off. The Nizak is always going to get from Edis, because that's a din d'oraisa, and nothing is going to change that. And everything else in our Gemara is working like Rabbi Yishmael, not working like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, that's why it was left out from the Rif. All the Mefarshim of the Rif, except for the Baal Hamor, disagree with the Baal Hamor. And they disagree on a number of points. The Baal HaMor is making two assumptions. One assumption is that we pass him like Rava in Gittin. That's one assumption. We're going to see later on that that's not so pasha. The second assumption is that our Gemara, before it moves over to talking about Yesomim, is talking about Lekuchos. And the Baal HaMor is saying that whatever we say by Yesomim, we say by Lekuchos. The Baal HaMor, in other words, we have normally a din that Yesomim normally collect from, when they have property, Govim, sorry, Mi Yesomim, Govim Miziburis. But we have an exception. The exception is Nezikim, that the Nizak is going to collect from Edis. That's right, this is what Rava says in Gita.
That's assuming the Yesomim have both.
They have both, yeah. Comes along the Baal HaMor and says that since we're posek like Rava, therefore even if we have Milakuchos, even if we have those who bought the property from the person who created the issue, also the Nizak should always collect from Edis. Okay? This is the equation that the Baal HaMor is making. On this equation, both the Raivin and the Ramban disagree. They say you can't compare apples and oranges. You can't compare the world of Yesomim to the world of Lekuchos. Where did the Yesomim get their land from? From the Baal HaBayis. Where did the Lekuchos get the land from? From the Baal HaBayis. They're both once removed. But even though they're both once removed, you can't compare them. And so over here, we have the two of them almost using the exact same language. I photostat a few, the Kosov Shem of the Ravid. And then we'll see the same thing in the Milchamos. The Ravid says, "Bazeh achar zeh, kulan govin min ha'acharon afilu hu ziburis. Af al gav de rova polig b'diyasmei. Rava never said his halacha by lekuchos, he said it by yesomim. Mishum, the mishum seda de lekuchos avud rabbanan takanta. That we have unique halachos by lekuchos. Chazal very, very much wanted to protect lekuchos. They wanted there to be commerce. They wanted people to be able to buy fields. If we're always going to have situations where the person who buys the field is going to lose, he's not going to be willing to buy fields. And so they made a takano, bekama duchti eshikhon zakini rabbanan adin Torah, mishum seder de lekuchos, kidamrinan dvar Torah. Like, for example, echad mal milve bishtar, echad milve bal peh, gove min ha lekuchos. Mai taima, shibuda doraisa. Ma tam arweno gove, vechule. Hilka chaidna damrinan ana betakantu rabbanan lo nechale, u magbi le kedinaichu, velo metuk ma ela bediyasme, kedisa begemara. Avol belo yasme nizikinu ba'achov govin beinu niskedarmin and ishatitku at shatitku. Namely, that just as in the world of lekuchos, we say that milve bishtar gove mil lekuchos, milve balpe eino gove mil lekuchos. But when it comes to Yesomim, Milve Bishtar and Milve Baalpeh are both Govim Lekuchos, Govim Yesomim. Namely, the Lekuchos we're worried over here about Seda de Lekuchos. We're not worried about Seda de Yasme. In other words, the Yesomim, there's no reason why we should compare these two. Here we have a Dinam Seder Lekuchos, here we don't. So also over here, Matitom and the Nizak should be Govim Me'idus. We have over here, Isha Titku. We have over here the threat. if you don't like, you know, if you don't want to go down to Beinonis, I'll return the Ziburis and you'll get Ziburis. We have a threat. We don't apply that threat to the world of Yesomim. But we do apply the threat to the world of Lekuchos. Now, you can't compare Lekuchos in our Gemara to Yesomim in the Gemara in Gittin. We're not in Gittin, we're in Baba Kama. In Baba Kama, we have a sugya. We have a sugya that speaks about the fact that we have a threat. The threat was, in other words, as long as the person is alive, is a meaningful threat. For Yesomim, it's not a threat, but over here, for Lekuchos, it is a threat. This is also what the Milchamos writes. What I did was, on the next page, I simply took the Milchamos, which is what you have to do when you learn a Milchamos, and you break it down into pieces. And then you take each piece separately. You look at the Milchamos, it's crazy, I can never do this. In other words, I'm going to get lost in the middle of the lines. So realize, firstly, that he was younger than you when he wrote this. Probably, had he been older, he would have written it differently. He was only 17 when he wrote the Milchamos. But just break it down into pieces. So let's take the first piece. Amar HaKosev, okay? Lo mei uktze v'lo mi duvshe. I don't like the Baal HaMor, tap or bottom. Ki mashe hiksha harav zarakia Baal HaMor b'kan yofa hiksha. To ask why the Rif left out the threat, that's a good question. Avo mashe tirets, naming that the threat is no good, ein lanu raya lomar b'nachasim b'shubadim shegova min ha'idis. We're talking about lekuchos by us. Ma pitom that lekuchos should get min ha'idis if the last field was a field of ziburis. V'ein lilmod minichse yesomim. Hasam lo takinu rabbanan adina doraisa b'shul yesomim. That by yesomim, Chazal didn't make a takana. They should get that the masik should get ziburis if really b'doraisa should get idis. Avol b'shul lekuchos tiknu. We have all sorts of takanas for lekuchos. K'mo she'amru mil v'bal peh gove min ha'yorshim mishim shibru doraisa. Eino gove min ha'lekuchos. That in other words, that we don't compare lekuchos to yorshim when it comes to the world of shibudim. A milva valpe is not gover from lekuchos, but it is gover from yorshim. Avid rabbanan takanta. That rabbanan made a takana of pseida de lekuchos. Akru dina doraisa bishvil takanatam shel lekuchos. Hachinami loshna. And so over here, our lokea can tell the nisak, either you take beinonis, or I'm going to return the ziburis to the original owner, and you're going to be stuck with ziburis. We have a working threat. And the fact that by Yisomim that threat doesn't exist, you can't compare apples and oranges. This is a din in the Zikin, that in the world of Yisomim, we say that the Nizak can go according to his din Doraisa. In the world of Lekuchos, we have Takonos, we have Seir Agvia, we have a whole different world. Okay? So both the Ravid and the Ramban reject the comparison that the Baal HaMor makes between the world of Lekuchos and the world of Yesomim. Why Al Pisvara? In other words, the fact that we can distinguish. Is there a Svara for distinguishing? Is there a Svara for saying? Is there a Svara for saying that maybe the Yesomim have more of a chiyuv to the Nizak than the Lekuchos have to the Nizak? Is there a Svara for saying that when we're dealing with the Nizak who should get to Idis Midaraisa, that we're going to put on the head of the Yosa? We're not necessarily going to put it on the head of the Lokeach. The Lokeach has a threat that he can use. So here we find two Svaros. One Svara given by the Meiri, and another Svara given by the Ravid. So let's look at the Meiri together. Top of the second page. Shema Tomar. Nezikin mia yigbu mi'idis. The question basically that the Baal HaMor raises, just like the Nezikim get from Edis from the Yesomim, they should get from Edis from the Lokeach. Afal pi shekesh nimkar ha'idis nishar sham ziburis, ve'in difram shibad ha'makam shiesh b'nei korib, hareyaf bi Yesomim amru, ein difram mehem elami ziburis, afal pi kein. Even though the Yesomim have ziburis, we say the Nezikim govim in ha'idis. Ho'ol v'dina min ha'torah b'idis. This is what Yaakov Tellus pointed out, that since we have a doraisa of Edis, that takes precedence over the fact that the ziburis is left in the hands of the Yesomim, and therefore also chov shiyesh bo shevach. We have a black and white condition in a shtar. Ritzon olam husna b'shtar sheiva min ha'idis kemoshi yisbor v'chamishi shal gitin. Im kein af belukuchos damar kein. Ein zekru. In other words, maybe you'll say like the Baal Hamor, no. We don't compare yesomim to lekuchos. Why? Shehayesomim yorshim hein. Realize that yesomim are the inheritors. V'yoresh kar'e da'avuahu. We view someone who inherits as an extension of his father. He's like the leg of his father. He's the extension of his father. So just as the father would have paid edus, he should pay edus. Roy lefroa chov av min hadin, without any takanos. Umeacha shakol birushusam dinush yifru min haedus. Hein nizak hein balchov sheish bishtaro shevach. In other words, if we have a reason to say midoraisa, you pay edus, then the yosam should pay edus because he stands in for his father. Avolokeach, but a person who is a third party who simply buys a field, lo hilva lo klum. We go according to the regular laws of nizik of gvia. The imloka chaidus acheron aksuvas ishigav imenu v'chule. Then he quotes yesh cholkim. The Baal Hamor disagrees with me. The Baal Hamor says that we compare one to the other, and that our sugi is shalali b'dehilchasa einan ela divrei nevuos dechuyos mealeim. He disagrees with the Baal Hamor. Okay, so the. In other words, that the Meiri says that the Yosom, he's the mace. In other words, he's carried the mace. Just as the mace would have paid the Nezikin Edis, so the Yosomim have to pay Edis. But the Lekuchos, we have a whole set of laws of how we work. We have a whole Seder Hagvia. And if we have, if the Lekuchos bought the Ziburis last, so that he pays Ziburis. If the Lekuchos have a taina that if you don't take what I want to give you, then I'm going to return something, then that works. We have rules by the Lekuchos that don't apply. The Ravid is over here in Gittin, right after the Baal Hamor, right after the Meiri. Omer Ani, I say, Afilu Ledaas Rava, De Amar Man De Isle Mindina, the magbi mi idis, afilu miyasme name govi, lo omar ela miyasme. Even Rava, who said that from Yisomim you go ve idis, that's only a din by Yisomim, not by Lekuchos. Lekuchos, heka deicha b'nechorin, afilu ziburis lo govi b'nechorin. Why? Ne ha Lekuchos hein arevim hein. Utanan ha-malvas kavera de arev lo yitvas arev tchila. The Ravid has a different svara. He says the Meiri stresses the responsibility of the Yosomim. What the Ravid does is he limits the responsibility of the Lekuchos. The Ravid says the Lekuchos is like a guarantor. You don't go to the guarantor when the lova is still around. In other words, the guarantor is a last resort. In other words, if I owe money to someone and Yaakov Teles is my guarantor, he can't go to Yaakov before coming to me. And so you can't compare the Yosom and the Lekuchos. The Yosom we can go to first, but the Lekuchos is only a last resort. And so by the last resort, we have halachos. You can only go to him if, in other words, that the mazik can only create, the mazik can only collect edus in a situation where that was the last field that was bought. If the ziburis was the last field that was bought, we can't go to the Lekuchos. They're the guarantor. They're the last resort. They're not the first resort. So both the Meiri and the Ravid are pointing out we should distinguish between Yosomim and Lekuchos. The Meiri does it by pointing out that the Yosom and the Mace are really one and the same. The Ravid does it by pushing off the responsibility of the Lekuchos. He's not as responsible as the original Mazik. In other words, that he's like an Arev. He's like a guarantor who is less responsible. Adkan, you know, where it's Hakafa Aleph, yes?
If Yosomim only had Ziburis and Banners, then would we hold by the Takana?
If the Yosomim only have
Ziburis and Banners, then with the rest of it, there's no Edis.
Nachon, but if he has Edis, Nachon. This is what the Ravid and the Ramban say first. Then they say, the whole issue of the Baal Hamor was built on his assumption, passed like Rava. Who says we passed like Rava? You stop reading the riff in the middle. If you go back to that riff, The Rif said, "Hachi hilchas hilchas akavasei pasul like Rava v'ikala meimar kevan da abayev Rav Nachman kaima v'chad shitasa havei leyachid legabayu." On the other hand, we can say, "Ma pitom Abaye and Rav Nachman are rabbim, Rava is a yachid. Less hilchas akavasei." Vahi peruka de parak shinu yehu. He answered the question that we asked from who was that? Avram.
Chuzah,
right? In other words, so he answered the question, but it doesn't mean that back to you answer a question, we pass him like you. And so both the Ravid and the Ramban at great length says we don't paskin like Rava. We paskin that even the Yisomim don't pay the Nizak Edis. That the Yisomim only pay from Ziburis even to the Nizak, and then the whole Balamar falls off. The whole Balamar was built on the fact that we paskin like Rava, and then we compare with Kuchos to Yisomim. So first they say we don't compare with Kuchos to Yisomim. And secondly, we don't paskin like Rava. So just to look at that second paragraph that I exerted from the Milchamos. It's Zeh Heishiv Alev HaRaivin, V'zos Tshuva Seinu, Rabbeinu HaGadol Rav Yitzchak Ben Alfasi, Chazar Bo. Nachoni began to say Pasal like Rava, but then he changed his mind. Upasa K'Rav Nachman, V'chein Iker, right, and etc. And he points out also that Rav Nachman, that Rava is a Talmud, and Rav Nachman is his Rebbe, and we don't pass like a Talmud, Mokom HaRav, and then he's a Yochid against Rabbi, V'chulei. Okay? That's number two. There's a third issue, and can I erase everything on the board? Okay. And this third issue is a machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos and the Rush. So maybe we'll just begin now, and we'll continue this next time. And that is, how do we view this halacha of E Shatitku? Right? How do we view this threat? If you take E according to your din, fine. And if not, I'm going to turn everything upside down, return the ziburis to the original individual, and you're going to have to take from ziburis, right? Well, how do we view this threat halachically? So, the Baal Hamor had begun by assuming that this is a halachic threat, and therefore, why did the Rif leave it out? So, what came out within the Baal Hamor is that this is not a halachic threat. But according to the Ravid and the Ramban, the moment that we reverse everything, and that the previous Gemara really stands on its own two feet, how do we view this threat? So here we have the Rash, and Tosos. The Ramban says that this is what we call Ta'anat Yachid. That this is a claim that a person has a right to make. But the fact that a person has a right to make a claim doesn't mean that Beis Din is going to make the claim for him. Only if he actually comes and makes the claim is it valid. And because of that, the other side can answer, L'keshe yehader. Okay, I'll call your bluff. You claim that, if I don't take what you want to give me, you're just going to return the ziburis to the original person? Go ahead and do it. I call your bluff. Namely, that we're dealing with a taina and a counter taina, and whatever will come out. Namely, that this is a game that can be played in a courthouse, but it doesn't, it's not a halachic inkan zechut. Hilchati. It's not as though he has a right to tell the Nizak and the Balchov, look, either you're going to take what I want to give you, and if you don't take that, I'm going to return the ziburis. No, 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 you can't do that. If the last field that you bought was edus, you have to give the edus to whoever comes first, and etc., go according to the rules of the game. You want to claim, you want to threaten, okay, go ahead and threaten. The other side can call your bluff, and we'll see what happens. But you don't have a schut hilchati. You don't have, you know, it's not as though Beis Din is going to say, since he could threaten, we're going to view it as though the threat is very, very real. On this, the Rosh, we're going to see, disagrees. Yeshkan zechut hilchati. And the Rosh is going to bring a raya from a Gemara in Ksuvus that there is a schut hilchati. And we're going to see how the Ramban disagrees with that. And then we're going to see Tosfos, this is the bottom Tosfos on the Chetta Medalef, is going to say, it depends. Im machziran the dinam, if the person is going to say, look, either you take according to your din, or I'm going to threaten to give it back, then that's a schut. Im notain, im pachot midinam, then that's a tana. In other words, if he threatens them, if you don't take what I want to give you, I'm going to give you less than what you deserve, that's a tana. That's not a schut. Namely, then, in other words, it's not something that Bezin is going to stand on. Okay, so we'll stop now. I'll just explain to you what I'd like you to do just to finish this keta, and then I'll give you my hakamos for the next section. In terms of the Baal Hamor, in terms of the Rabban himself, I photostated for you a third paragraph, right? Three paragraphs I photostated. One where he breaks the connection between Yisomim and Lekuchos that we saw. Second, he says we don't pass on like Rava, but like Rav Nachman that we saw. The third one, Ela Sha'ani Omer. Okay, if you can go through that third paragraph, and within the Rosh, in that Siman Gimel, it's nice to go through the whole Siman Gimel. I think he says a lot of important things. But the part which we're going to talk about together is from the words... V'aziltu kuhu v'shaklisu miziburis. V'aziltu kuhu... In other words, that if you don't like to take what I want to offer you, go, you all go, and you're going to have to take from Ziburis, from those words until the end. Okay, it's the last third, I guess, of Sif Gimel. See that in the Rosh, and then see the bottom Tosfos. In other words, that hopefully you'll see. Hopefully, we'll talk it out, but I think hopefully I think that you'll see what I see in Tosfos. Okay, so we'll start with that, and then the Lineder will move on to the sugi and the new sugi and the Daf Chesed and Beis.
And if you hold like Rava, that